Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ever get a weird feeling about something, and you think to yourself, man, I just know this deep down inside. It's almost like maybe you have a sixth sense, or someone is talking to you. Some people might even feel like God is speaking to them.
I do feel like when the phone rings late at night, instantly somebody's calling me with bad news.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, though.
But I'm not, and I'm the one who started the conversation. I'm talking about the thing where maybe you are leaving the house, and you're like, oh, no, I feel like something bad is going to happen, or something bad happened to mom, and you're waiting for a phone call to confirm it or something. It's just this feeling, and it's very specific about maybe a loved one.
Well, it's either intuition or a little bit of paranoia.
I think moms call sometimes. You might be like in college or something, and moms have this ability to think, you know what, my little Johnny, something's up right now. I'm going to call him and just see. And sure enough, something's up with Johnny.
Most of the time, Johnny's like, what, Mom? I was sleeping.
Yeah, but there's that one or two times that she was right on.
Well, that's what happened in Utah. A woman was at work, and she just got this feeling that her husband needed help. She decided to rush home from work, and you're not going to believe what she found. Her 43-year-old husband, Scott, was in their garage pinned under an SUV.
Oh, wow.
He had been working on their Ford Explorer when it slipped off the jack and landed on his chest, and he had been lying there for an hour and a half waiting for someone to find him. She called 911, and she and a neighbor were able to use the jack to lift the car off of him. He was airlifted to a nearby hospital with 6 broken ribs. But the doctors say that thanks to her getting to him in time, he will make a full recovery. So this guy working on the car, his wife's at work, car falls off the jack onto his chest and breaks 6 ribs, and he's probably going to die if he's there for too long. And she gets a feeling and comes home from work.
See, I could see me getting a feeling at work going, I got a feeling something bad's happening, but I'm at work. I got to work the rest of the day because if I leave now, I have to make up those hours. So I hope nothing's happening.
Wow, Kato.
Would you leave work?
I would have to really believe the feeling.
Well, exactly.
I drove to Miami. This is a couple years ago. And I had the option to go shopping or go to lunch or meet some friends before I went to my parents' house because I was going to surprise them for my arrival for Christmas. And I decided just to go.
That's a surprise.
That's an awful gift.
I know.
So I decided to go home, and mom didn't answer the doorbell. And I sat out front for a little while, and I thought, you know, that's weird. It's very strange. Called my dad. He had been at the dentist, and he came home immediately because it was very strange for my mom not to answer the phone or the door. And she was laying there with a broken hip. Happened about 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes before because my father had just left to go to the dentist.
She's like, I wish she would come in.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's like, you know,
she had fallen and couldn't get up.
But there was just something that was like, you know, it was very important for me to figure out why my mother wasn't answering the door because it was too weird.
Oh, yeah.
But you had a good reason to be upset. You weren't just like sitting at your house and thought, I need to call my mom. You rang the door and she didn't answer, and that was unusual.
Oh, yeah, given a reason, yes.
Well, I mean, not to call you out, Heidi. From my experience, my mom's given me a key to the house. She trusts me with the house.
It is odd, isn't it?
Yeah, does your mom
I have a key to the house.
Okay,
you do?
I do. I never knock. I'll just walk on in.
Yeah. Serious? Okay. Well, got iron gates up.
I told you that was not a good Christmas present. She didn't want you there.
Maybe that was on purpose.
She fell and broke her hip trying to scramble up the stairs so Heidi wouldn't see they were home.
She was ducking under the table. Oh, no.